dual language project-based learning. What does that mean?
Project-based learning provides an opportunity for kids to really go deep in their learning.
What would an example be?
Our PE teacher is really excited about building a pump track.
And what is that? What's a pump track?
The track that kids can ride their bikes on. And so really a project maybe for our, let's say, eighth grade PE class is to design the whole project, to do the research on the project, maybe have consultation from groups that have built pump tracks in the past, and then to actually build the pump track itself. There's mathematics involved in that. There's measurement involved in that.
A student who goes to Riverview School from kindergarten till eighth grade, when they graduate, what will they be able to do ideally?
Mm-hmm. The goal is that students leave the school bilingual and biliterate in both Spanish and English.
Why is it important to learn both languages?
Just from, you know, a standpoint of being able to get a job. If you're bilingual, you know, that's pretty substantial, and it's the reality of where we live.
Do you have a full roster of teachers for this upcoming school year?
We do.
Okay. And how many teachers are there?
Off the top of my head, I think we are at about 27 teachers.
How many were hired from within the district and how many from outside?
Overall, our staff is, you know, comprised of a diverse representation of background and experience. And, you know, the majority of our staff come from the Valley.
This has been a contentious issue with the opening up of the new school, is that there are teachers who were displaced. How much did that factor into your hiring?
Well, I think what we're really lucky to have in the district is just a very talented group of educators. And no matter what school you're going to, here in the Roaring Fork School District, you have great, great teachers that are going to be working with our amazing children.
Adam Volek, thanks so much for speaking with me.
Absolutely.
Adam Volek is the principal of Riverview School. Wyatt Orm, Aspen Public Radio News.